This horse. Its white bones float on blue, its meat a ghost around the bones, an afterimage pegged to a wall with silver tacks. Whether the blue is the blue before dawn or the blue after dusk, no way to know. Magritte blue, streetlights on, the tidy houses sharp-peaked. This is a puzzle broken into 16 squares. What frightens me? Galactic emptiness in the blank eye socket, the awkward articulation of those ankle bones. Oh, memory of my girl body wrapped tight around the body of a horse. Hoofbeat, heart drum, field, crushed mint and wind. Oh, speed and power and heat between my legs before that has another meaning. All girls have a horsey phase, the Freudians say. I say all skeletons are spectacles, by which I mean they startle, fill our living bones with tiny bits of light exploding. In the bottom of an abandoned silo, I found the skeleton of a cat curled into a wreath around its own solitary death. What I don't want to talk about, the relics, the men on horseback and their statues everywhere. The lifted hoof, the cape and sword, the bronze. The glue plant either, or how cities used to stink of decomposing horse, gutter, ditch, and gully. Back, 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 back to grassy breath and nose, curry comb following the curve of flank, to water sucked from bucket and creek, to days when I lay like a blanket draped across a horse's back. Back to the animal without the bit in its mouth. The animal, the girl, back, back. How they nicker through nostril and throat. How they scare for life. How they remember. Also, when a horse steps on your foot, it isn't a mistake. Sorrel, chestnut, palomino, gray, roan, cream, black, dappled, pinto, blaze. I shut my ears to the scientific name for horse, or girl, or blue, or gone. I chant their colors, turn the hall that holds this horse on end, and place this horse up in the sky, not winged or mythical, but standing still. Of every bone, I make a star. Hand flat, I offer sugar to the giant mouth.